Hello, 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 everyone.
Bello.
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 You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. And before we can get into rhyme or reason for today, we've got a quick little PSA for you all.
It's time to party! Woo!
You like me, don't you?
Well, yeah.
So we like each other, so why not?
I like you, but not too.
But you want to, don't you? Don't you?
Well, maybe.
I have protection. Are you worried about...
No, it's not that. I just don't know.
Guys, times have changed for everyone. I just don't know is not a yes. And when it comes to sex, take maybe as a no.
Okay. Hello.
So that actually made me feel a lot better about the themes of my writing today, because if they're allowed to say that on the radio,
well,
I'm allowed to say other things.
Well, I don't know. Aren't they? Wait, it's fine. I don't know.
No, it's okay.
It's actually fine. I think say what you feel in your heart.
True, always. I always do, but sometimes it's not appropriate.
I know, but I trust that I trust your judgment.
Okay,
here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, hello everyone. Welcome to Rhyme or Reason. This is for all our lovers of good music and good poetry out there. Oh, I forgot to say our names. I'm
DJ.
DJ Momo.
And I'm DJ J May.
Yippee. For those who don't know how this is gonna go, I'm all out of order.
My gosh, this always happens. I get really overwhelmed when I start it out.
I know, it's been...
okay, you'll catch that vibe.
It's
we skipped a week.
Yeah, we did skip a week. I hope everyone had a good break.
Oh yes, oh my gosh. I got the Thanksgiving ick.
Oh no.
I heard my TA say this.
Wait.
It's like sickness. Like, I'm fine now, but I got that sickness.
Oh,
that ick.
Pobrecita.
Yeah, pobrecita.
I had a good time personally.
Yay.
Had a little Friendsgiving, had a little, you know, family Thanksgiving.
Yes,
had
always.
My comic store does a midnight Black Friday sale.
Ooh.
That's always a fun time. Yeah. Oh, and I saw Wicked.
How did you
fire.
Like it? You liked
fire,
it?
Fire, I loved it.
I still need to pop out for that.
Did you watch the first one?
I did.
Okay, yeah, watch this one.
I like to watch movies by myself. I vividly remember like sitting there watching this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I really loved part two. I did hear a lot of people saying they didn't, like they preferred the first part, but I don't know if I could pick. And if I could, I'm probably leaning towards the second, but
ooh.
I'm also biased because I've always loved Wicked more than...
Yes!
The Act 2 music is better. Like, they have no good deeds. So
that's what I'm saying. I also think that people just... Their opinions on the movie... I feel like my opinion is heavily based on the musical anyways.
Yeah.
Like, I love Wicked as a story in general. So,
yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm going to like it.
Yeah, I did cry.
Aww.
So, but that's not hard these days. I'm crying at every piece of media that comes my way. I cried, I don't remember the exact total, but it was around 10 times when I was watching Friends.
Oh my gosh. Friends? Yeah. Friends got you?
Friends got me, girl.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Journal week.
Okay,
Journal week.
for those who... don't know how this goes. Basically, we just read some poems and then we play some songs that go along with the poems. And this week we are doing journal readings. We're getting a little vulnerable.
I'm getting a little nervous.
I'm getting a little nervous too. I'm actually shaking, although that's more.
Oh my god!
That's more from, I think, just like the cold
in general. Oh, okay.
It's kind of cold in here. No.
I'm always hot. I run hot, so.
I'm chilly.
I'm like typically hot.
Okay. Well, yes. Well, don't I know it?
This is what happens when you're attractive, guys. Just hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we actually have a lot of music queued up for today, so I'm gonna go ahead and start reading my first journal entry. for you guys.
I'm excited.
Also, my journal entries are like poems anyway. Like, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Okay. A green ribbon clings tightly to the indentations of my waist. The curve in the small of my back grazes against the sensitive peaks of my breasts, contains the bulbous growth protruding from my throat, pulls my broken body into itself, soaks up the broken blood that spews from the craters in my skin. A green sheath for a broken body, jagged edges filed to a harsh point, laced so tight with a volatile venom, I can't breathe, so I can't speak. Pressed down on the ribbon, the tender skin below pushes back with a pleasant pain. A delicate caress elicits an inaudible groan, ecstasy left in the ribbon's wake. A shiver of excitement as the air meets my virgin skin. My body tingles as it comes apart, no longer bound from waist to hip, breast to chest, throat to spine. Watch as I lay in ruin, left with nothing but to feel.
Nice. Thanks. I really like that.
Thank you. I thought you would.
Very descriptive.
I love the green ribbon. Who doesn't?
Actually, I'm not familiar.
What?
I'm not familiar.
I feel like, okay, wait, we talked about this in one of my creative writing classes last semester about how, like everyone, like, it's like a canon event for, like, all girls to, like, read this when they're a kid and, like, just always think about it. Okay. Basically, I'm going to give a quick rundown because for any of our audience also who might not know what that is, maybe it'll help give some context to what I just read. But The Green Ribbon is basically this little story, and it's been adapted in many, many, like, ways. But it's this girl always wears a green ribbon around her neck, and she falls in love, she gets a little boyfriend, they get married, they live their lives, and he asks her why she wears the green ribbon, and she's like, I can't tell you.
Okay.
And she's like, if you love me, if you respect me, or you wouldn't ask me to tell you, like, I can't. And he's like, okay. And then she, like, eventually is, like, on her deathbed, and, like, I could be retelling this wrong. Like, I literally read it in middle school. Or different versions, yeah. But then she's, like, on her deathbed, and she asked him to remove the green ribbon. Or maybe he asked her, like, can you finally tell me? I'm trying to think of, I don't know, one of those two options. And so she removes the green ribbon on her neck, and her head rolls off of her neck.
Aww. Goodbye.
Goodbye. yeah, so that's my green ribbon.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, for music for this little journal entry, we're going to start with some Rachel Chinariri, moving into some Lorde and Chloe Moriondo. I pulled these songs from my top songs of 2025. Shout out Spotify Wrapped.
Wait, do not shout out Spotify.
Oh, true. Anti-shout out Spotify.
Hey, this is a reminder to look into things.
This is a reminder to look into things. Yeah.
But shout out to music.
Shout out to music.
Shout out to artists.
And artists.
Yeah.
True. But I did pull these songs from my top songs of the year. So we're going to start with The Hills by Rachel Chinariri. And then, yeah. I already said what we're getting into after that. Here we go.
I'm sad to say I'm here. It's unclear why I'm devastated. Broken is the understatement of this whole year. I disappear when I'm gone, gone with the wind, pulling the skin off my bones. 'Cause deep from within, this place.
Mystique is dead. Last year was bad. I let myself get sucked in by arithmetic. Felt great to strip. New waist to hip. I hate to admit just how much I paid for it. Did I cry myself to sleep about that? Cheat about that? Rot teeth about that? Did I sweat hours a week about that? Compete about that? Lose my freak about that? All of the above.
I wanna punch the mirror.
Scared to quit, loosen my grip. It's tough to admit just how much I get from it. When I cry myself to sleep about that, cheat about that, get too deep about that. When I sweat hours a week about that, compete about that, letting her treat me like that. I think that's love.
I wanna punch the mirror to make her see that this won't last. It might be months of bad luck, but what if it's just broken glass? Spent my summer getting lost in math, making way took all I had. Won't outrun it if you don't hit back.
Just a face.
Broken glass.
Just a face.
I wanna punch the mirror to make her see that this won't last. It might be months of bad luck, but what if it's just broken glass? Spend my summer getting lost in life, making way take so.
Pieces I am so raw I am. So slick you could look up from a wrist like dive deep underneath the surface. Pick up my pieces I am so raw I am. Being so rough I just can't get behind it. And my outside is tough but I can't keep me inside it. And I love being soft, hate when I try to hide it. Is the water ever warm? Am I ever gonna like it? Wishbone exposed, going where the tide goes. I know it gets so cold, then overflows. I'll keep my eyes wide, cause I'm so so slick you could look up from my wrist like you can taste from the very first kiss. I'm
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Welcome back. That was Raw by Chloe Moriondo. Right before that, we had Broken Glass by Lorde. And before that, The Hills by Rachel Chinariri. And I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into my next diary entry for you guys. Yeah. So shoot an arrow through my heart. I may bleed out on the floor, but at least I'd be in love. And after my descent, my blood's forever stained on your shoes. They'll stare through the glass. It all happened so fast. Some will say that you weren't there at all. Now look what I've done for you. Smoke out the gun for you. Holes in my lungs. I can't scream. I can't breathe. And after my descent, I'll lie at rest all over you. Yeah, so no further comment.
Okay.
Next up, we have Sexy to Someone by Clairo.
Oh, love her song.
And then we'll have some Rachel Zegler and Phoebe Bridgers coming up.
I'm excited.
Thank you. sweet. You're the man of the house to me. I watch you from the window and I see the good in you, the good in me. That's who you are. And what I need is what I need. Do you have doubts? I cursed your name, it brought me pain. And now without you I don't know how to be. It hurts so bad, it brings me to my knees. Still believe. You're breaking my heart in the best of ways. How many versions of myself will it take? How many men I've seen with a similar face? I always look for you in so many ways. The first way to go is the worst to take. With all of my love comes all of the pain. You come and you go and I stay the same. But if you came back now, I'd take your name. How does it feel to be God? How does it feel to be God? I'm in the palm of your hand. I'm in the palm of your hand. How sweet. You're the man of the house to me. I watch you from the window and I see the good in you, the good in me. That's who you are. And what I need is what I need. Do you have doubts? I cursed your name, it brought me pain. And now without you I don't know how to be. It hurts so bad, it brings me to my knees.
Welcome back, Rhyme or Reason Nation. We switched.
We did. I'm on.
Here's your computer.
The ugly evil mic too.
Okay, guys, my stuff is gonna be a bit more discombobulating. A bit more doesn't make sense.
Amen.
However, amen. Okay, I'm literally gonna get into it. The first, I wanted to read you guys like the first thing. This is an entry from July 23rd and is the last thing I've written in my like designated poetry journal. Like, this was my, I took a poetry gen ed. My major is kinesiology, so I'm not really in that realm. I guess for academically, but my interest is there. My heart is there. But this is the last thing I have written in that notebook, and it's really short. I know I can write, I just feel like I'm the only one who would read it and feel it. And I feel like every writer and everyone who creates and everyone who thinks critically has had this thought of like, I know I can do it, but like, no, like, I can't. And I thought it was like funny that it was, I guess not funny, but meaningful that it was the last entry in that notebook, because prior to that, one of my friends who's studying literature, so she's like deep in it, told me that I should write like for serious. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I can. And that was the last thing I saw. And then I just think, I thought it was nice to start out with that because now I'm sharing my writing. So I'm not going to be the only one
to write
it.
To like what capacity? Like poetry or like just creative writing?
More so like socially, like in a revolutionary sense, if that makes sense.
So like essays.
Yeah. And then like an essay sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a poem that I wrote. And I was gonna read it, like we had like a open mic for our poetry class, but then I was like, I don't think I can read this. They had a disclaimer about like appropriate. I don't want to. It's not like
does the
really
radio
bad.
Have a disclaimer about appropriate?
Well, no. Like that's what I'm saying. Like I don't think it's that bad, but I was like maybe not for like my peers. Like this is a gen ed. Like these are just regular Joes.
Wait,
like,
I remember you telling me about this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The other one, I just don't
think,
really, I don't even
was that
like
not last semester?
Yeah.
Okay,
wait.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that you were like, I don't think I can read this, because they're here for Jenna.
They're here for Jenna. These are regular Joes. Like, you don't know that they could be business majors. Like, I don't, I can't read this to business majors. Okay, I had it titled Eyes to the Sky, and then I crossed it out, so take that as you will. Okay, perfect. Guys, Loki dismemberment warning. Okay. Wait, that's not that bad.
Mine had dismemberment.
Yeah, no, yours. Yeah. I was like, this is so on theme. Mm. Okay, especially your songs too.
Actually,
I was like,
both
wow.
of mine had.
Yes.
And very dark themes.
Yes, so. I was like, oh my god, perfect. Okay, I can't stop seeing my body on the pavement and my soul above it, eyes fixed, mouth agape, limbs placed in places they shouldn't be, like my beloved Barbie. The pain is just too sweet, too delicious. I just can't help but relish in its nectar. It's my home, my bed of thorns. Each bristle penetrating me so terribly, so deeply, so much so that I can never forget but not quite remember. So that I'm always searching for it, obsessed, with my efforts spayed on the pavement. Okay, that was... I'm not going to say the title. I don't like the title.
It's okay.
But what I'm going to play for you guys is... Barbara Streisand and Mark DeMarco. This Barbara Streisand album.
Crazy.
I know. This Barbara Streisand album has such a place in my heart. It's her first album. Not a lot of people listen to it. Fair enough. But you're going to. It's a little bit slower. I wanted to give you guys like a chill vibe. But yeah. Okay. And then come back and listen to me again. Okay.
When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched
and deep in love's long looked after land, where you'll see a sun up sky with a morning. Love comes a calling on you. Sleep on, bee. Don't wake up. Can't believe what just passed. He's mine for the taking. Off the ground when my one true love I has found. Sleep. Just passed. He's mine for the taking. I am happy at last. Maybe I dreams, but he seems golden as a crown. A sleeping bee told me I will walk with my feet off the ground.
Preoccupied. locked up your heart without even knowing it. Must be a sign. The days that we're living in, preoccupied. Nobody's hiding it. Preoccupied.
Welcome back, lovers.
Aww.
Missed you guys.
Welcome back, lovers. That's so cute.
Did you want to continue on what you were saying, what we were chatting about with the mics off, or not the time for that?
What was it? What
were we okay. we can resume that discussion once we're off the air again.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Sorry to leave you guys out. I love to keep you guys informed, but sometimes you have to be left out, okay? All right. We're jumping to October. All right, so this journal, the one that I'm going to read from going forward, I got this journal in... See, I don't want to say the mental hospital because that's not... It's, like, fine. Like, it's not that serious. Well, like, yes, it's serious, but it's not, like... It's not like I was, like, in a... Like, I feel like when you say mental hospital, you think, like, girl interrupted, like, locked in your room, like... Stop. DJ Momo is dying. She's dying. Okay, listen. Like, it was chill. It was, like, rehab. But anyways, yeah. I got this notebook there, and I'm almost done. I'm almost done that notebook.
Yeah.
That's why I was, like, I was also thinking, like, Christmas is, like gonna be so lit. Like, it can never be as bad as it was last year. okay. This is from October. Big part of me cannot wait until this journal is done! Exclamation point, exclamation point. I told the monsters in my dream that this time I would hunt them. I must sleep, and so I will. Take their masks, and with that, el poder que tiene contra la princesa. So basically, y'all MFers, better watch out. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Better watch out, because I have an army and a sword and a shield, and it's my turn now. I wish I could stop thinking. Whatever happened to stories that swallowed me whole? I guess I just have things to do now. I want to cry at the thought of not being good, break glass tables, and cry at the destruction I've caused. Okay. And now, this is actually a month before. I didn't even... Wait. Yeah, this is a month before. This is September 3rd. That was October 3rd. I wrote this in a class that I really hate. It's like a intro class for kinesiology, and I hate it because it's like one of those classes that's like freshmen mm-hmm. are supposed to be taking this class. Like I don't need to take this class. So whatever. Okay. And this is like the start of school, and I was okay, context. Tired chica, feeling weak, exposed like a fawn with like a fawn, tan skin with white splotches, exposed to the red parentheses, white parentheses, and blue teeth of the tiger. I see images of getting ripped apart, like Koyoshauki. I want to rest on the pavement, burn bridges, snip ligaments, and snap bones holding me together, just to find rest, and for the promise of wholeness. If I can take it apart, surely I can put it back together again. Okay. And that is like continuing on with our theme of dismemberment. All girls love dismemberment.
Dismemberment, destruction.
Yes.
I think it's like, you know, when we're breaking down our psyches,
yes,
right? So the imagery that comes along with that is like a physical breakdown.
Literally breaking
breakdown.
Down. Yeah. Oh, beautiful. I love you guys. Okay. I'm just going to play one song for you next. It's like perhaps a shoegaze. I don't know. All right, just listen to it. Join me, okay? Welcome back.
Hey.
That was Forgotten Fossilized Archaic by Autumn's Gray Solace. Yeah, I hope you guys like that. Like, kind of like dream pop, shoegaze. I hate naming genres because I don't know what's right.
I hate naming genres, but I specifically hate naming shoegaze because no one knows what shoegaze is.
No one, it gets like really muddy in like the rock genre, like alternative rock, and then people get super like defensive about it.
Like shoegaze to me is like a joke genre because like nobody knows what it is. I've asked so many people and like people tell me different things. So I'm like, That, see,
it's because you gaze at your shoes.
Because I would classify that as like, well, you know, it's because like you gaze at your shoes. Like you said, yeah. But I wouldn't think of that as like what I think shoe gaze is.
Yeah, no, yeah, I don't think that was probably. Shoe. I don't care. We're gonna move forward.
Okay.
This is from June. This is like in.
Wait, what day in June?
June 2nd. Oh my gosh, almost the 3rd. Oh wait, when's your birthday?
15th. Why did I forget
15th? The 15th? Mine is 15 too. July 15th.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know that. I feel evil. I didn't know that.
No, it's okay.
But you did. Okay. This is from June 2nd. It's June. I'm remembering things. I remember the feeling of wet socks sloshing, and I remember the sweet stench of small worn New Balance all-white sneakers and the rough jumper at my knees. I remember that I meant to break my arm and that I took the wrong path on purpose. The squeak of pristine gym floors. Sorry, my handwriting is really hard to read. I'm not going to lie, guys. The squeak of the pristine gym floors and the electronic white industrial curtains with the heavy bar at the bottom, sectioning the space. I remember waiting in line to go outside and Ashlyn telling me her mom was pregnant. Clean big bathrooms. Crying in math because I didn't understand for the first time, and my friend told me she gets frustrated too. I remember practicing the spelling difference between words like rose and words like toes, which still doesn't make sense to me. That's just a little bit of remembering. It's also like for my records, because like I'll forget if I don't write it down. Shout out to my CPTSD baddies. Okay, this is from October 2nd. Scary notebook full of susto. Susto. Fear stemming from uncertainty. The thought of writing 5 paragraphs is daunting. Like big black goo. It would be easier if he swallowed me. To live in the dew-damp caves, absorb me into the sludge, become one with the wet walls, a creature of the darkness, would probably be easier. But I will write the 5 paragraphs. I need to eat. And I thought that was like a good one to end on just because it's like a return. It's like when you close your notebook and you're like, all right, let me get back to like the things I need to get done for the rest of the day. Always very bittersweet to like leave that space for me. It's very sacred.
Yeah. I try to like keep it like separate, but yeah, I can't.
Yeah, you can't. I try to make it like that's my observational state, like that's my spiritual state. It's a state that you're in between sleep and awake. Like that's where I try to enter. Like that's my sacredness. And then when I close the book, I try to like go back into the physical, but that's hard sometimes. Yeah. Okay.
I am picking up what you're putting down. I'm just not relating to it.
Okay, true. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to listen to Cornelia. Oh, wait, this is the last you're going to hear from us. Thank you for listening to Rhyme or
thank
Reason.
You so much.
Final show of the semester. Oh, well, perhaps, but final
pending.
Show.
Pending.
Next week, so stay tuned. Thanks for coming along on this ride with us for this semester. Love you guys.
Thank you.
But you're going to listen to Cornelia Murr. And then after that, I have a K-pop song that I've been bouncing to. That's like our return to reality is the K-pop song, okay? My coworker put me on Shout Out Eva. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.